The Cabot Trombone Choir, along with the Philander Smith Choir, joined in honoring King and Governor Rockefeller by playing We Shall Overcome. Former politicians, civil rights workers, and droves of students were among the hundreds gathered on the steps of the state capitol building to hear the memorial speech then-Governor Rockefeller gave following the assassination of Dr. King in 1968. Governor Rockefeller himself took to those same capitol steps, joining with civil rights leaders in what would be a famous memorial. Rockefeller was the only known American governor to hold a public service for the fallen civil rights leader.
And we in Arkansas are going to be proud among the states that we have solved our problems and will solve our problems. We can't perform miracles because we are here together today as a symbol of working together for the equality of man, for the dignity of man, for our place in God's sight.
That was an excerpt from the governor's original speech. During the Capitol event, Rockefeller's grandson, William Rockefeller, recited the address.
That we have solved our problems and will solve our problems. We can't perform miracles because we are here together today as a symbol of working together for the equality of man, for the dignity of man, for our place in God's sight.
Civil rights leader and the first African American to hold a cabinet-level position in the state, William Sonny Walker, was at the memorial in 1968. At that time, Walker oversaw federally funded programs that promoted economic opportunities in Pulaski County. He says Governor Rockefeller valued his opinions.
The black ministers had decided we were going to march to the Capitol. We're going to assemble there and sing We Shall Overcome in honor of Dr. King. We're going to ask the governor to join us. We hope he will. We're not sure he will.
Walker says the governor asked for some time to consider the proposition. After Walker learned Mrs. Rockefeller was encouraging the governor to join the ministers and citizens, Walker says he was hopeful.
The fact that our governor, the only governor, not only in the South but around the country, that stood with ministers and others and citizens and locked arms and sang, "We Shall Overcome," the anthem of the rights movement. In honor of Dr. King, truly made a difference, and it carried it to a level that made us very proud.
William Rockefeller says his grandfather's great strides in the civil rights movement and his participation in the King Memorial set Arkansas apart.
People saw that my grandfather, by bringing together both the black and white communities, people in Arkansas understood that, you know, the government is on our side.
Arkansas's Martin Luther King Commission, along with the Winthrop Rockefeller Centennial Celebration, organized the memorial as part of a series of events commemorating what would have been Winthrop Rockefeller's 100th birthday. For FM 89 News, I'm Beth McAvoy.